Good morning, Dr. Shenand, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph D. Michel, D.E., capital M-I-C-H-E-L-E. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5/21/24, Mr. D. Michel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity noted, period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alice Neitze, N-E-I-T-Z-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 5/21/24, Mrs. Neitze performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/1/22, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, and without bronchial reactivity showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Francis F-R-A-N-C-E-S Paget, P-A-D-G-E-T-T. On 5/21/24, Mrs. Paget performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Without air was obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 5/3/22, there's been no change, period, of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy with a K, Stiles. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 5/21/24, Mrs. Stiles performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 1/24/24. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Timothy Robbins. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 5/21/24, Mr. Robbins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 1/30/1/24. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction, nor bronchial reactivity showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sean Johnson. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 5/21/24, Mr. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response or improved effort, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/16/24, there's been deterioration, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing significant progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Terry, T-E-R-I, Kaysen, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 5/21/24, Mrs. Kaysen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 11/2/23. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Thank you.